If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
I'm going to be honest, people. Last night was not the most interesting convention night. Actually, I'm going to be super honest. It was extremely boring. And that's only because the other nights have been so rock and roll. I mean, on night one, Kimberly Guilfoyle attempted to summon the Kraken. On night two, Donald Trump had a ceremony with immigrants that wasn't a marriage. But last night, the most exciting thing to happen was a speech by Mike Pence, a man so boring that during his midlife crisis, he bought a minivan.
Hey, ladies, you want to come on in? I'm going to Costco.
And part of what made Pence's speech interesting was how he's able to hide so much bullshit underneath the veneer of a respectable, small-town pastor. In fact, he actually made me appreciate Trump because Trump says bullshit in a bullshit way that's always easy to spot, like this.
You mentioned the Bible. You've been talking about how it's your favorite book. And you said, I think last night in Iowa, some people are surprised that you say that. I'm wondering what one or two of your most favored Bible verses are.
Well,
and why.
I wouldn't want to get into it because to me that's very personal. You know, when I talk about the Bible, it's very personal. So I don't want to get into
There's no verse that means a lot to you that you think about or cite.
The Bible means a lot to me, but I don't want to get into specifics.
Even to cite a verse that you like.
No, I don't want to do that.
You're an Old Testament guy or a New Testament guy?
Probably equal.
See? Obvious bullshit. We all know that man has never read the Bible. Now, granted, he's never read any book, but he specifically never read the Bible, which is your favorite. But with Mike Pence, if you're not paying attention, he comes across as a reasonable guy. You know, it's the same way I didn't trust anything that the Tiger King said, but when Doc Antle spoke, he almost made me believe that he wasn't running a wild animal sex cult. It just seemed like everyone was just doing their thing. And last night was Mike Pence at his finest. Cool, calm, and full of BS. Starting with the way he talked about the civil unrest happening in America's cities.
Last week, Joe Biden didn't say one word about the violence and chaos engulfing cities across this country. President Trump and I know that the men and women that put on the uniform of law enforcement are the best of us. Every day, when they walk out that door, they consider our lives more important than their own. People like Dave Patrick Underwood, an officer in the Department of Homeland Security's Federal Protective Service, who was shot and killed during the riots in Oakland, California. Dave's heroism is emblematic of the heroes that serve in blue every day.
First off, Pence says that an officer was killed during the riots in Oakland, which gives you the impression that the officer was killed by rioters, right? The truth is, the person charged with killing Officer Underwood is a right-wing terrorist. You know, it's sort of like saying that Bruce Lee died during the Vietnam War. Yeah, technically that's correct because he died in 1973, but it's not while he was fighting the Viet Cong. You gotta tell the truth, people. Bruce Lee was killed by the Illuminati. When Pence says that Joe Biden didn't say one word about the violence during the convention, he's giving you the impression that Biden supports the riots. When in fact, Biden condemned them a few months ago when they started, and he continued condemning them again yesterday when they kicked off in Kenosha. And that's what makes Mike Pence so slick. He doesn't lie. He doesn't lie. He just implies. But that's fine, I guess, you know? There's no commandment that says, thou shalt not suggest false witness against thy neighbor. So, according to Mike Pence, America under President Trump is falling into anarchy. But you'll never guess whose fault it actually is.
Joe Biden says that America is systemically racist and that law enforcement in America has, and I quote, an implicit bias against minorities. Joe Biden would double down on the very policies that are leading to violence in America's cities. The hard truth is, you won't be safe in Joe Biden's America.
That's right. You see all the bad stuff that's happening in Trump's America? Well, that's actually Joe Biden's America. So wait, when is it Trump's America? When things are going well. And as for the idea that you won't be safe when Joe Biden is president, people are not safe now! Forget the riots, coronavirus is waiting to punch me in the lungs as soon as I leave the house! You won't be safe in the future. Bitch, I can't even go to a Denny's right now! So Mike Pence talking about riots and protests wasn't exactly on the up and up. But it was nothing compared to his bullshit about Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Which, to hear him tell it, was more perfect than Trump's call with Ukraine.
Before the first case of the coronavirus spread within the United States, the president took unprecedented action and suspended all travel from China, the second largest economy in the world. Now, that action saved untold American lives. And I can tell you firsthand, it bought us invaluable time to launch the greatest national mobilization since World War II. President Trump marshaled the full resources of our federal government from the outset. He directed us to forge a seamless partnership with governors across America in both political parties. Today, we're conducting more than 800,000 tests a day, and we have coordinated the delivery of billions of pieces of personal protective equipment for our amazing doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I'm actually kind of impressed by how much cow excrement Pence managed to pack in here. Because yes, America is doing 800,000 tests a day now. What Pence doesn't mention is the many months where America did basically no testing and that Trump himself wants there to be less testing. Pence brags about coordinating the delivery of PPE. What he doesn't mention is that America was so disorganized on PPE that nurses were wrapping themselves up in garbage bags, running around looking like some kind of broke-ass Missy Elliott. I mean, it's great that you bought invaluable time to launch a national mobilization, but what would have been even better was if you actually used that invaluable time to actually do the national mobilization. Oh, and as for the seamless partnership with America's governors, I assume Pence is referring to when Trump told Democratic governors that they would only get help if they were nice to him. I mean, I guess that's a seamless partnership. The same way when a guy walks into the bank and tells someone to put the money in the bag, they put the money in the bag. Hashtag teamwork. Now, to be fair, Mike Pence did admit that America hasn't completely solved coronavirus. But then he got mad that Joe Biden said finishing the job would take actual work.
Now, last week, Joe Biden said that no miracle is coming. Well, what Joe doesn't seem to understand is that America is a nation of miracles. And I'm proud to report that we're on track to have the world's first safe, effective coronavirus vaccine by the end of this year.
Wow, what a miracle. We might be getting the vaccine at some point, and only 200,000 people had to die first. Take that, Joe Biden. Like, I don't think it still qualifies as a miracle if it happens long after we needed the miracle. God parting the Red Sea wouldn't have been quite as miraculous if it happened 8 months after the Egyptians stabbed all the Israelites to death. So, that was Mike Pence's speech. And I guess we finally found out why Pence always has that permanent squint. Yeah, his own face is going, are we really saying this bullshit? Let's kick things off with last night's vice presidential debate. The first and only debate between the two people who will take over if the president falls in the shower. And it was a weird situation from the start, because there is a real chance that Pence could have COVID-19, even though he's tested negative. And that fear wasn't helped when Pence's eye threw a gender reveal party. Pink! It's a girl! Blood pink! It's a girl! Now, it would be unfair to say that no part of last night was worth watching. Because for a couple of minutes, specifically 2 minutes and 9 seconds, the debate got amazing.
A fly stole the spotlight. It landed on Vice President Mike Pence's head and stayed there for about 2 minutes. Everyone but Pence seemed to notice.
The fly that landed on Mr. Pence's head and sat there for 2 minutes and 9 seconds.
I thought that the most effective being on that stage to go after Vice President Pence was that fly that landed on his head.
Who would have predicted a fly would steal the show?
Okay, can I just say that I was not surprised at all to see that fly land on Mike Pence. First of all, even a fly knows better than to touch a black woman's hair. And second, have you seen Mike Pence? The guy has bloody eyes and the world's palest skin. That fly probably thought he was a dead body. Fly was like, yo, this is where I be. And I was like, whoa, this shit moved. And look, flies land on people all the time. There's nothing crazy about that. What was crazy is how long it sat there for. Even Trump was watching at home like, wow, 2 minutes with Mike Pence. I could never do that. We gotta get that fly into the White House. Such a powerful, strong fly.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Let's kick things off with an update on the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. The day white supremacists entered the Capitol without having to get elected. Yesterday, Congress held its first hearings on what went wrong with security that day. And the testimony from the people in charge was not encouraging. But yesterday's hearing was just the beginning of a long process. I mean, President Trump incited a mob that stormed the Capitol chanting, "Hang Mike Pence." That's something that was super upsetting to everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is standing by his former boss. That's right. Pence told a group of conservative lawmakers yesterday he maintains a close personal friendship with the former president.
This is significant because of what happened on January 6th and pro-Trump demonstrators coming into the Capitol looking for Mike Pence and Donald Trump tweeting about attacking Mike Pence even during the Capitol riot. But he did not express, I'm told, any ill will towards the former president. Banks told me, "I got the sense they speak often and maintain the same personal friendship and relationship now that they have for 4 years.
Woo! Staying loyal after he sent a mob to kill you? Man, that shows how committed Mike Pence is to his principles. He won't even abort a friendship. And I don't know where the line is between forgiving and being a doormat, but Mike Pence crossed it a long time ago. I mean, yeah, the Bible says to turn the other cheek, but at the same time, one of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not be a bitch ass. I guess at this point, there's nothing that Trump can do to Mike Pence that would make Pence turn on him. They basically have the same relationship that we have with our Alexa. Ugh! Alexa, I hate you! I wish you would die! I'm sorry you feel that way. Is there anything else I could help you with? We kick things off with the ongoing investigation into the January 6th attack on the US Capitol building, also known as the most successful Facebook meetup of all time. Right now, a congressional committee is trying to determine if President Trump and his allies were involved in the violent attempt to overturn the election. And one of the people they most want to hear from is Steve Bannon, former Trump advisor, and the only person who should maybe try horse dewormer. I mean, it couldn't hurt. But like any innocent person, Trump has told all of his people not to cooperate with law enforcement at all. So Bannon defied a congressional subpoena to testify, and this morning he turned himself in, arriving at an FBI office looking like he'd already served 10 years in prison. But if all of this activity has Donald Trump worried, he's not showing it. In fact, when asked whether he had tried to pressure Mike Pence into overturning the election on January 6th, well, Trump basically admitted it in the most Trumpy way possible.
It had been reported back in January by the New York Times that Trump even pressured Pence on the morning of January 6th with a crude phone call. When I interviewed Trump for Betrayal, I asked him about that.
There was a report, excuse my language, not mine, it was in the report, yeah. That you talked to him that morning and you said you could be a patriot or you can be a Did you really say that, or is that a incorrect?
I wouldn't dispute it.
Really?
I wouldn't dispute it?
Wow. Oh, Trump is gangster. Why would I dispute it? The guy's a total pussy. Why would I dispute it? You know what I love about Trump is that even if he didn't say that, he's the type of guy who would pretend he said it just because it sounded cool.
Be like, yeah, that's a good line. I totally said it. I said it. Patriot or pussy, I love it.
I also love how the reporter says, excuse my language, so, as if Donald Trump is gonna be offended. My man, it's Donald Trump. If anything, he'd be like, pussy, my favorite topic. Thank you for bringing this up. Let's talk about it. And by the way, can we also acknowledge that don't be a pussy is the thing people only go to in life when they don't have any other arguments? You know, it's the last option when you have nothing real to convince someone with. And yeah, it usually works, because no one wants to be a pussy. I mean, that's probably how cliff jumping started. I'm not a pussy! But sometimes it's good to be a pussy. Oftentimes, history's made by pussies. I mean, Gandhi, total pussy. Yeah. Britain was like, are you gonna fight us, or are you a pussy? And Gandhi said, I am a pussy. You must be the pussy you wish to see in the world. That is what we need more of.
You know what's messed up, man? I kind of, in a way, I feel bad for Mike Pence, man. Because he was, like, living that Christian life and being all righteous.
He was.
And then, like, the last 4 or 5 years, fumbled it. He going to hell. Like, you know how messed it is to just do everything perfect and then just in the ninth inning, oh, I'm going to hell.
Didn't
do nothing wrong. His whole life, he missed all his good jack-off years. All the good jack-off years. Your jack-off years is from 14 to about 45, 46, and he didn't do nothing. Just a pure man. Then start hanging with Trump. Now you go to hell. Tell me you a patriot or a pussy. Which is messed up. I feel bad for Mike Pence, man. He gonna be all right.
The Republican Party right now is more divided than Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. The big debate is between a small handful of conservatives who think it is wrong to try and steal an election versus the majority of Republicans who say overthrowing democracy is just legitimate political discourse. Well, now Mike Pence has chosen a side.
The former vice president, Mike Pence, rebuked President Trump's insistence that Pence could have rejected the Electoral College results on January 6th.
President Trump said I had the right to overturn the election. But President Trump is wrong. And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president.
Ooh, Mike Pence standing up to Donald Trump. Hey, look at my guy trying new things for the first time. Next week, Player's gonna be having sex with his eyes open. But still, good for Pence. And it's going to be fun watching him endorse Trump for re-election in 2 years.
He was right. I should have done it. And next time, maybe I will.
Today was the third day of the January 6th hearings, aka VH1's Behind the Riot. Now, this session focused predominantly on Mike Pence, former vice president and the inspiration behind the white noise machine. Because you see, Trump's entire plan to overturn the election hinged on Mike Pence agreeing to break the law by not certifying the election results. And today, we heard what might be the funniest recounting of the conversation that Trump actually had with Mike Pence, where the vice president would not agree to Trump's scheme, no matter how hard the Donald tried.
In the book Peril, journalists Bob Woodward and Robert Costa write that the president said, quote, "If these people say you have the power, wouldn't you want to?" The vice president says, quote, "I wouldn't want any one person to have that authority." The president responds, "But wouldn't it almost be cool to have that power?" The vice president is reported to have said, "No, look, I've read this, and I don't see a way to do it. We've exhausted every option. I've done everything I could, and then some, to find a way around this. It's simply not possible. My interpretation is no." To which the president says, "No, no, no. You don't understand, Mike. You can do this. I don't want to be your friend anymore if you don't do this."
Yo, oh man, you know, this is the paradox of Donald Trump. Like, this is really the paradox. Like, he has the most terrifying schemes in the world, but he executes them in the most hilarious ways. Because Trump, basically, he lives his entire life as if he's the bad kid in one of those anti-smoking PSAs. You know, he's like, "Come on, Mike, just try overturning the election. I thought you wanted to be cool." Also, by the way, if there's one person who you can't entice with cool, it's Mike Pence. He's the least cool man in the world. The man wouldn't even watch the Teletubbies because they don't wear pants. And you know what's crazy about the story? Because Trump said it like this, because he said it like this, you actually believe that is true, right? Because if the reporting was that Pence said, "Sir, we cannot do this," and then Trump said, "My interpretation of the Constitution offers ample precedent, both legal and historical," people would be like, "Yeah, there's no way that happened. That didn't happen. That's not real." But, "I don't want to be your friend anymore," you're like, "Yeah, that's my dude. That's my dude right there. That sounds like him." I also find it crazy that Trump thought they were friends. Not co-workers, not acquaintances, friends. How would that even be possible? What do Pence and Trump have to bond over, huh? They're just hanging out on the weekend, like, "Thanks for bringing me to this club, Mike. The music's a little lame, but the ladies are looking good." Mr. President, it's church. "Oh, that's why it burned when I walked through the door." Totally get it, totally get it. As everyone prepares themselves for what the 2024 race will be like with Trump, there's one part that'll be different this time. And that is one of Trump's biggest ass lickers is gonna be leaving his ass very dry.
Nearly 2 years after a mob of Donald Trump's supporters attacked the Capitol, disrupting the transfer of power and chanting, "Hang Mike Pence," Trump's once loyal vice president is finally telling his story about what happened that day.
The president's words were reckless, and his actions were reckless. The president's words that day at the rally endangered me and my family and everyone at the Capitol building.
Given all that you witnessed in the Capitol on that day, this is a pretty straightforward question, a yes or a no. Do you believe that Donald Trump should ever be president again?
David, I think that's up to the American people. But I think we'll have better choices in the future.
Hell yeah! Good for Mike Pence telling Donald Trump, "You almost got me and my family killed, which is why I'm now prepared to say that it's possible there are better alternatives to you in the next election, although that decision will be up to the American people." You tell him, Mike Pence. Ooh, you tell him. For real though, man, it's a simple question. Do you support Trump or not? I can't believe Mike Pence is the one leaving us hanging. And I know why he's doing this, right? I know why he's doing it. He doesn't want to go too hard against Trump because he's still hoping to win over Trump's voters if he runs for president, which is so delusional. Trump's people were the ones who wanted to kill him. The only reason they would elect him president is so that they know for sure where he lived. Why would they vote for you? And even if that strategy works, it still makes him a punk-ass bitch. It does. I'm sorry, but this is not the type of man you want leading the United States, right? You can't even say the thing out loud. If Pence was president, forget China. Canada would be invading. Yeah. Just be like, oh, sorry, we're gonna take Oregon, eh? Oh, it just seems so easy. Sorry, eh?
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But speaking of Mike Pence, guess what they just found at his house? Yes, classified documents. Yes, him too. First Trump, then Biden, now Mike Pence. You know, at some point, the FBI is just gonna have to be like, okay, I'm gonna close my eyes and count to 10. And if there are classified documents on this table when I open them, no one gets in trouble.
Let's move on to the major news about the arrest of Donald Trump, which is that Trump still has not been arrested. But don't worry, because there's still 50 other investigations going on into Trump, and one of them is about to feature a surprise witness.
In a major ruling, a federal judge has ordered former Vice President Mike Pence to testify before a grand jury about former President Trump. Pence has been ordered to give testimony in the special counsel investigation of Trump's attempts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The judge ruled private exchanges between Trump and Pence are not off limits. Prosecutors are focused on conversations the two men had on January 6th and also in the days leading up to the Capitol attack.
The conversations before January 6th when Donald Trump and Mike Pence were on the phone one-on-one, and Donald Trump apparently was berating him, calling him names, that sort of thing in this criminal investigation. He is going to have to share that.
Oh, come on, man. Don't make Pence say all the names that Trump called him. Yo, that could take weeks. These jury members have families to go home to. Although, as a viewer, it's something I'd like to see, actually. President Trump brought me into his office and called me a little mashed potato boy, a jerk off for Jesus, a silver-haired baby bitch. He called me the white Mitt Romney. I don't even know what that means. He said if I didn't overturn the election, he would, how would I put this? Make love to me in the hole where the poo-poo comes out. Now, for more on this story, we go live to the courthouse and Roy Wood Jr. Right, what do you think about Pence having to testify against Trump?
I think this is about to be the whitest trial of all time. You got Mike Pence, you got Donald Trump. This is about to be whiter than the Gwyneth Paltrow case. And that case got snow, skin, and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Roy, that's a good point. And it seems like Pence really doesn't want to testify.
Of course he doesn't. Trump supporters are going to try to kill him again. And some of those supporters are women. So Mike Pence is double scared. According to his beliefs, if you get killed by a woman, you go to super hell. You go to super hell, and they don't even give you bathroom breaks in super hell.
Yeah, it's almost like an Amazon warehouse.
Mm-hmm. But there's a way out for Mike Pence. There's a way out for Donald Trump. But neither one of them are gonna like it. If Pence doesn't want to testify against Trump, then Trump and Pence gotta get married.
Wait.
Put a ring on it, Mike Pence.
What? Wait up. What are you talking about, married?
I'm talking about the law, John. You don't have to testify against your spouse. And I know what I'm talking about. I watch all the Law and Orders, even the bad spinoffs.
Okay, but still, how can they be married? They hate each other.
All married people hate each other. It's not like hating your spouse would be a big adjustment for Trump. Hell, Melania would be so happy that Trump's getting married to Pence, she'd walk him down the aisle herself. Who presents this band for marriage? Me do, Melania. Go out there, Donna. And also, let's just be real about this, John. What? Trump and Pence get married, they might just end up hitting it off. Maybe they fall in love. Maybe they adopt a child together. The kid grows up to be the whitest kid in history. A kid so white, he can gentrify a building just by touching it. I'm talking about super white. I'm talking about a kid so white that he don't even have to go to Coachella. He just summoned Coachella around him. He just... You summon Coachella.
Come on, focus, please, my brother, please.
I'm sorry, man. It's just all so white, all these white ass cases. Look, man, I gotta go, dog. I need to do something black to rebalance myself. I'll holler at you, but hey, can somebody deny me a bank loan? How you doing, sir?
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount+.